I got my giggles out. Okay, welcome everyone to Garden Goons. I'm Joel.
I'm Alex Zaitersky.
I'm Cassie Hacker.
And I'm Emily Snow.
And we are working with Seedleaf as part of our service learning opportunity. So we thought that we'd begin discussion today by just kind of going around and talking about some previous experiences that we've had with service, what we liked, what we didn't like. I have volunteered at local hospitals. I've also worked with various food pantries and stuff like that. I don't know. I really like working with people, so I think Seedleaf is going to be a little bit different in that we're not actively interacting with the community directly, but I don't know. What about you?
I'm kind of similar to you. I've in my previous services, I've worked with people. I worked at a children's home. I worked with like grade school children. I've kind of always done stuff with people, so I'm kind of excited to like help the community, I guess, like with in a different way. So I don't know. I'm excited to work with Seedleaf.
Yeah, me too. All of my stuff has like been with people because I went on a mission trip a couple times. Last year in high school, I was in an ESL like math class and I was translating for the Spanish speakers because that's really cool. And then I coached a soccer team, so this is going to be very different.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I've actually had like 5 years of service experience at one particular organization I keep working for, and it's all about benefiting the kids and the families in my home county. And so I feel like also being a public health major and wanting to work with obesity and malnourishment in the community, that Seedleaf is going to really be a good experience because the whole organization grows food just to help keep the community healthier.
So. Yeah, so that's actually a good segue into the next little topic and just, you know, kind of talking about what Seedleaf is as an organization. I have been involved with other organizations that have worked with Seedleaf in the past. So I'm a little bit more plugged into just like sustainability efforts throughout Lexington, because I'm involved with environmental activism, on campus. So Seedleaf is a community empowerment organization that works, with, underserved communities in Lexington to provide them free and accessible locally grown food. And they do that by maintaining 15 free U-Pick gardens. They are community gardens in which anyone can participate in and grow their own food. I actually, of the four of us, am the only one who's actually gone to the garden yet, which is fine.
It hasn't been
but
long.
Yeah. I went there yesterday. It's a lot of fun. So basically the way I went to the, I forgot the garden name, but it's fine. I went to one of the gardens yesterday and the structure of it is like they have private plots where just people from the community like privately maintain plots. And then Seedleaf owns their own plots. Also, anyone can participate in those. But Seedleaf just kind of makes sure that those are taken care
maintained,
of. Yeah, properly. And yeah, so anyone is welcome to go. If they just want to maintain the garden, they can, or if they just want to come in and pick what free food they want, they can do that as well.
So how many people would you say in the community were participating when you went yesterday?
When I went, we just had volunteers from UK helping Margot, who's the garden coordinator. But she says that on the weekends is when you see a little bit more community involvement, but they are trying to actually work on bolstering community engagement. So I think that, if we're going to talk about expectations out of Seedleaf, I think that one thing would be really cool is to help work with Margot and kind of figuring out ways that we can get people that are living in, you know, this, impoverished community in Lexington, feel more comfortable with going to the gardens. Yeah. So I don't know. What are your all's expectations?
I actually have a question for you before I go into that. Like the private plots. So do the people like bring their own seeds, or does Seedleaf provide those?
Yeah, yeah. So they just bring their own seeds, and then they just take care of the gardens themselves.
Okay, so it's just like with Seedleaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah. Expectations. Yeah, what are expectations?
I guess. I mean, like I said earlier, I'm excited to work with them. I've done work in the past, like planting trees and like moving, you know, moving soil around. I thought it was actually kind of enjoyable. So I feel like it's a good way to, you know, help the community that I'd also, you know, get a benefit from just personally. I just think I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I love gardening. I think it's relaxing. So I'm really excited, but I honestly don't know exactly what to expect, like how much work it's going to be, or like...
It's a decent amount of work.
Exactly what we're
going
to be doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is why I'm glad you went there.
Yeah, I'm glad that we have like an insight on
it. Yeah, for sure. But it really is a lot of fun.
I feel like with my expectations, I kind of want to go in with an open mind of what it's going to be like. But I also want to kind of look more into the whole health aspect of the program. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to look to see, like trying to figure out who's benefiting from the produce in the gardens, seeing if people are mentally and physically healthier when they work with the gardens and they're in that community involvement, and see if there's family involvement, not just when like one person comes, but if they come in a family on the weekends, and just kind of like seeing how that the whole turnout is.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're gonna learn a lot about Lexington communities by working with Seedleaf. I really think it's gonna be a lot of fun. So with that, I think that wraps up our podcast. So this is Joel signing off, if we want to go around the table.
Alex signing off.
Yeah.
Cassie signing off.
And Emily signing off.
All right. This was Garden Goons.